Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the second series of Stars in Your Ears. Woo-hoo! We're coming to you live from a beautiful cycle path. Oh, look, guys, a buzzard.
Oh, lovely.
Majestic. Oh, yes, apologies. Please join me in welcoming the woman of 1,000 voices. And on this 3-person tandem, she's located by the bell end.
Michael, you can't call Kitch that.
He means you sat by the bell.
Oh, so I am. Carry on, Michael.
The woman of 1,000 voices sat near the bike bell.
Of her own sidecar?
Yes, of her own sidecar.
May I sit in the sidecar?
No, Rob, you may not. You'll sit on the handlebars just like that fortune teller said you would. Carry on, Michael.
Yes, please welcome impressionist, singer, comedian, star of Spitting Image, and woman who is glaring at me right this minute, Jess Robinson.
Made for two.
Then why are there 4 of us hanging off it?
No time for that! Cycling down these quiet country lanes, I feel at home with the birds and bees.
I wave at cars.
I'm on the handlebars.
And I'm trying to stay with my knees. I've got a yogurt on the go.
Welcome to the show. You're gonna hear stars in your ears. There's no better place to go if you wanna get
This is so lovely. It's so much better than the tour bus.
I agree.
I sort of agree.
I agree. The countryside smells so invigorating.
Well, actually, that's me. Sorry about that. I think I had eggs for lunch.
I can taste it.
I'd still like to point out that it's your fault we don't have the tour bus anymore, Michael. And considering that, do you think you should be putting a little more effort in with your pedalling? I was counting your pedal pushes while we were singing, and quite frankly, it's a disgrace.
I can't push any faster.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I've got saddle rash.
Oh, come on, mate. We've all got saddle rash.
Yeah, even me, and I'm not on a saddle.
But when we stopped earlier, I tried to make it better by popping on some prescription velvet underpants and...
I'm sorry, what?
Prescription?
Velvet.
Underpants?
Yes, I popped them on, and what with all the friction from the cycling...
What, Michael? Just spit it out!
They've been smoking for the past mile, and they've just caught on fire.
You liar!
Good one.
Good what?
Your joke.
What joke?
Liar, liar.
Pants on fire.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a joke I knew I was making. Yes, thanks, you're welcome.
Guys?
Yes?
I'm on fire.
Oh! Ah! Whoa, I can't control it if I'm the only one pedalling. Come on.
I'd help, but my legs aren't that long or facing the right way.
I can't. I've just painted my nails.
I can't. I'm literally on fire.
Is everyone okay?
I hope Michael isn't. I've got cow poo up my nose.
Oh, just carry on.
Where even are we?
Looks like a farm.
It is a farm.
How do you know, Michael?
Because a cow is chewing on my already thinning hair.
Look, someone's coming.
The farmer.
My God, look who it is.
Ladies, get in formation. He's a comedy sensation. Vegan sweetheart of the nation. Here comes Ramesh Ranga Nathan.
Ramesh in this house, we got Ramesh in this house.
Teaching GCSE math wasn't ever meant to be his path. Ramesh's reincarnation took his ass right to a new destination. Down the road about 8 miles, rapping freestyle. It's a crawly education. Get on up for a standing ovation. Here comes Ramesh Ranga Nathan.
Ramesh in this house, we got Ramesh in this house.
Hooray!
That is unbelievable.
Middle-class Jewish girl.
Wow. That was genuinely incredible. That was so good.
You can have it as your alarm if you want.
Please.
Just like play it whenever you walk into a room.
Yeah. Just have people come around my house and think I'm just this massive narcissist. I've got theme tuners going to each room. That'd be amazing. That's so good.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was so good. You wrote it about yourself.
Well, I'll be absolutely honest with you. I'm always slightly allergic to sort of comedy, hip, or, you know, anything like that, because it always feels like the person that's doing it doesn't really like it, or it's sort of taking the piss out of it a bit. Whereas I think that sounded like there was a bit of affection for it, so I kind of like that.
You.
Definitely.
You see?
Yeah.
Oh, no, nice. I love it.
Don't get me wrong. The fact that it was about how great I am was the main thing I was focused on. But
sure.
the authenticity of the music also, yeah, right.
Oh, good. Rom, I am so sorry. Michael made us crash into your farm.
Yeah, sorry.
I have been saying to the people here that we need to signpost it a bit better. I just think, you know, the problem is that actually Ramesh Ranganathan's farm is that the overheads on getting that kind of signage knocked up they said it's not worth it.
Sure.
But now, actually, obviously, it turns out it was a massive oversight. So,
I'm very sorry.
So
Could
no problem.
Fix your fence?
Actually, I'm sorry it happened to you. I'm sorry there wasn't the appropriate signage in order to help you avoid the farm. So my apologies.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for therefore being today's celebrity guest on the podcast.
Yeah.
No problem. I'm absolutely delighted to be on it. I'll be honest with you, I've done a few podcasts and this is the only one I've done that seems to involve any prep or organisation. I mean, normally it's just sort of log on and you just chat shit for a bit. But this is actually, it's got some structure to it. I mean, you've actually bothered to come up with some sort of format. So
we're a bit
well
try hard. So
yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, it's a bit thirsty. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, you've put the effort in. So fair play to you.
I know you've listened to many episodes of Stars in Your Ears as well. You're a massive fan, aren't you?
Oh, mate, it's all I've done is listen to Stars in Your Ears, and my wife is saying to me, Rom, there's so many box sets and stuff on Netflix and stuff I want to watch, and I said, yeah, but I just haven't got time. What can I do? I just want to listen to Stars in Your Ears over and over again, and she's accepted that. I said to her, love me, love Stars in Your Ears, and so I apologise if I get a little bit kind of giggly or nervous or whatever.
Can I say, it is so refreshing to see a vegan farmer. All these cows, your pets?
Yeah, but, well, they're not pets, actually. We actually find pet a little bit of a kind of a subversive word.
Sure.
Actually, what we do is they are here and they're resident. And
oh,
actually,
lovely.
Every morning I will go round and ask them if they're still happy to continue being here, just to ensure, obviously you've got to check that they are here consensually. I'd hate them to feel that pressured to be here and so if any of them were to ever sort of convey to me in a bovine way that they wanted to go, I would let them go. Obviously, the truth of that would be they would die quite quickly because there's no way they're going to make it on their own. But if that's their choice, you know.
Rob wants to know, actually, if he's really, really good, is he allowed to milk the almonds?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's actually, because with cows, if you're morally corrupt and milk cows, you have to have very warm hands. When you're milking almonds, it's the opposite. They have to be incredibly cold because you want to keep the almonds rigid. Or something, I don't know.
Key.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's get on to I nearly said the nubbin of the interview. That's not right, is it?
Well, I think what happened there was that you... actually, the phrase would have been the meat of the interview. You became nervous that you're talking to a vegan and you couldn't say that. And that has led you, in your social awkwardness, to say nubbin, which fucking nobody says.
Let's get to the nubbin of this, of Stars in Your Ears, Ramesh.
Finally.
Tell me about your music tastes, first of all. You're a big hip-hop fan. Everybody knows that. What else do you like listening to?
I like pretty much everything, to be honest with you.
Do you?
Because I listen to hip-hop more than anything else, but then what happens is that when I was younger, I would listen to exclusively to hip hop. You know, when you're sort of, you're so narrow. And in fact, I'd only listen to hip hop from like one specific borough of New York. I mean, I really sort of like got very, very narrow minded about it. But then as I sort of got older, I sort of got into more stuff. I started listening to a lot of soul, a lot of R&B, funk, all sorts, really. My mum and dad played a lot of disco in the house when we were growing up.
Awesome.
And my dad was a massive reggae fan. He claimed to be a huge reggae fan. He said he loved Bob Marley. My dad ran a pub. They used to do karaoke at the pub. My dad never really took part. Except one day he said, I want to do a Bob Marley song. So I was like, okay, much. And then so one, this was a big moment to see him singing Bob Marley. And it was karaoke, so the words were all up there. But he just said the words "I'm jamming" like 35 times. That was all. That was his entire performance. He did it. He was sort of going, "We're jamming," and then he said it another time, and I thought, "Oh, okay, he's missed it, but it's the verse stuff." But then he did that throughout. I think he must have just panicked.
Maybe he didn't have his specs with him.
I guess so. Yeah, didn't have his glasses. I don't know what happened. I mean, afterwards, because it was such a big deal for him to perform, we obviously pretended that it was good, but it was awful.
So, is it? I read on Wikipedia that your mum and dad were from Sri Lanka. Is that right?
Yeah, my mum and dad are both very fluent. But yeah, both spoke with accents. I think they're very conscious about fitting in when they first came over to the UK. So my mum must have been 19 years old when they came over, just after they got married. My dad was in his early 20s. And obviously they were nervous about fitting in and making friends and stuff. So much so that they didn't teach my brother and I Tamil. They spoke only English at home because they wanted us to fit in so much. They were nervous that... I think they had this weird idea that if we were bilingual, that we'd also have an accent like them, which is obviously an insane theory because you can speak both languages and be absolutely fine. None of my friends who speak Punjabi and Gujarati sound like they've come here illegally or anything. But what that also meant was that my mum and dad used to try and tone down their accent a little bit when they were like around English people. But that's a common thing of immigrants, isn't it? That's sort of they call it.
Yeah.
Of trying to fit in a bit more, but then they stopped bothering to do that after a while. I think their accents is part of what was charming about them. So
yeah,
I mean, there's a couple of things. My dad's English was a bit I would say marginally better than my mum's. One of the things about growing up with my mum is that she will just get phrases wrong. You know, like common phrases like "fancy lulsan foot free." or stuff like that. You know, like where she's trying to pick up like little phrases and bits and pieces. Yeah. And also I heard a lot of Tamil and then there would be some English words that there was no Tamil equivalent for. Mm. So it'd be something like,
right.
Diet Coca-Cola, you know, it'd be like that. And I'd be able to sort of figure out what they were talking about sort of by inference, really. But my mum's never lost her accent. I kind of like that, actually, to be honest with you. Dad's no longer with us, sadly. But yeah, they kept their accents the whole way through.
Going back to we were talking about hip-hop, and you listen to other types of music as well now. What voices do you like listening to the best? Have you got any particular voices that really lift your spirit or piss you off?
I've got a real thing about Whitney Houston's voice.
Mm. Nice.
I've never told anybody this. It's slightly embarrassing, actually. Ooh. But
it's an exclusive.
If I've died on my arse at a gig, I will listen to almost nothing but Whitney the whole way home.
I love that.
Well, I've sort of tried to explore the reasons why that is. I think it's a nostalgia thing.
Uh-huh.
My mum and dad used to throw loads of parties, and Whitney would be on a lot during those parties. And so in my head, I think I associate that with like the euphoria of being around my family and my family friends, and I was hanging out with all my mates, and you know, like the kid, all the my parents' friends' kids would come round, and those were like wicked times. And so I think that you sort of go, I want to hear that thing that when I felt like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So
that's musical medication, that is.
I didn't expect to sort of reveal something I've not revealed anywhere else. But that is definitely the case.
Jess's interview technique is second to none.
Yeah. The other thing was that I really love, like, Back to the Future is like my favourite film trilogy. I know the third one is controversial. So that The Power of Love.
Oh
yeah.
Right. So that song, this is honestly, I did a gig in Essex and it was one of the first times I was being booked by a big promoter to do half an hour, and I didn't really have half an hour. So my plan was to sort of do my 20 minutes slowly. And it didn't really work out. I really tanked pretty badly to the point where the crowd were pretty aggy with me and the other acts commented on it. It was pretty bad. And so I thought to myself, oh God, I really don't think I'm going to get booked by that promoter ever again. It was a horrible feeling. And so I remember in the car on the way home, I just wanted to feel okay again. So I put on The Power of Love, right? It was an hour and a half journey. I just had that song on repeat for that whole journey. And I remember thinking, I remember being conscious of the fact that that was a crazy thing to do. I was thinking, I'm going to listen to this one more time and then I'm going to listen to something else. And then every time it got to the end, I wasn't ready to move beyond that song. So I just kept putting it back.
Just one more time.
Yes. Exactly, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so before you became a comedian, or maybe it was on the way, you started doing freestyle. Is that right? And as a follow-up question, what is freestyle?
As is the case when you really get into something, you start trying to do it yourself. I remember when I was 14, I used to write raps, just do them to myself and do them to my mates and stuff like that. And I wasn't very good. And I didn't even think I was very good. I sort of just was doing it because I really liked it. There was no real songwriting involved. It was just like, you know that rapping where you just rap about how good you are at rapping exclusively? That's all you do. You just talk about, there's no depth of subject matter or anything. It's just all about how some imaginary guy is worse at rapping than you are and that you're really brilliant at it. That was all I did.
So your name was Ranga, is that right?
Yeah, my full name was Ranga the Lazy-Eyed Assassin, yeah. But I went by Ranga.
Honey, listen close.
Listen close, baby.
Because this is where I really need ya.
I need ya.
If this is your bag, then give us a tag and post on your social media. Please rate us, validate us, show us how much you care. Give us stars out of five. And don't forget to share. Thanks.
There are such amazing rapper names. I was wondering whether you could give the boys some rapper names and maybe judge what sort of style of rap crew they'd be in. Am I saying these things right, like a middle-class Jewish girl?
Yeah, no, cool. I think that's good.
What we'll do is we'll get them to do a tiny bit of a rap for you.
Oh, okay.
They're really hating me right now.
Did you guys know that this is on the card?
Not really, no.
No.
All right, wicked.
Let's have Kitch go first.
No one ever understood my creativity. They thought I was a dreamer, not no MC, but these lyrics are designed to show them that my head's straight and I'm with the program. It takes time to get as good as me, because I looked up and learned from some bad boy MCs and they taught me the way what to do and how to say it and when I should stop and start and how to play it cool.
Wow. That was great. That was...
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was an incredible... I feel like I've been hustled.
That was better than reading Mary on a Little Lamb, wasn't it?
That was unbelievable.
Have you got a rapper name for Kitch?
You strike me, Kitch, as a sort of guy that is a new school rapper, but with the old school sensibility. So you consider lyricism to be very important to you. And like when you see these other little punks, you sort of go, you know, they're all right, but they're not respecting the true history of the culture. You know, you're one of them guys. Do you know what I mean? I think so. That's why I think Jay Kitch is like, I think that's what you are.
That's an accurate criticism, Ramesh. Thank you very much.
You
appreciate
no
that.
Problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. No problem, mate.
Rob, do the middle of Ramesh's song.
Oh, okay, hang on.
You're good at that.
Teaching GCSE math wasn't ever meant to be his path. Ramesh's reincarnation took his ass right down to... No, fuck! Ramesh's reincarnation took his ass right to a new destination. Down the road about 8 mile, rapping freestyle, that's a Crawley education. Get on up for a standing ovation. There goes Ramesh Raga Nathan.
Yes, man!
What's Michael gonna do?
I'm gonna do my Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh, okay. You know, if it's shit, then it's Jesse's name is on the podcast, frankly. You know.
That's
I didn't
true.
Ask to be
That's
here.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, if that is a very rapper attitude, right.
she can just suck it up, you know. She does an impression of me anyway, so you know. Right. Mary had a little lamb. She also had a bear. I have seen her little lamb, but I've never seen her bear. That's all you're getting. That is it. That's it.
That
insightful.
Is,
excellent.
Great.
It was lovely, Michael.
You had a punchline.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
You roasted Mary.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
we move on? I mean, you're, but
you're, yeah, you, that was excellent.
Thank you.
It's great.
Thank you. Very charitable. Really good. Let's move on.
No, I want to know their rapper names first.
Well, there's a rapper that Rob slightly reminded me of. I wouldn't say you reminded me of, but like, you know, you've got that thing of like really riding the beat. You were using your voice as an instrument there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so whereas Kitch is coming from like the spit in the bars sort of angle of it, you're coming of the using your voice as part of the production, you know, to oh, by the way, I'm sort of blagging this. I'm giving the impression that I'm doing a lot more analysis than I actually am. But there's a rapper called Aminé who sort of raps like that. So I'd like to call you Laminé.
Oh, sort of okay, excellent. Okay.
Your name of his.
Perfect.
Love that. Laminé.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Michael?
Well, there was a rapper. I'm basing this on rappers I know. There's a rapper called Quest the Mad Lad who used to do jokes in his songs. Right, that was sort of all of his thing was sort of was jokes. So I guess it's Mike the Mad Lad. I mean, I was trying to combine them a bit more, but I'll be honest with you, I've just put Mike where Quest was.
Yeah.
But you know, that's
that'll do. Yeah.
That's kind of the style that you remind him of. Yeah.
I feel like we know each other pretty well now. And Ramesh, on Wikipedia, it says that your birthday is the 27th of March.
Correct.
Is that right? Am I right?
That is right, yeah.
Good. Okay, well, I'm so sorry we missed it, boys. Please apologise.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. To make up for being a bad friend... We are friends, aren't we, Ramesh?
Yeah, I guess so for the purposes of this.
Half an hour.
Delving into the musical archives, and it turns out that on the 27th of March 1965, Lulu released her hit song Shout. Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know that. No, I didn't
know
that. Well,
no. We can't play it for you because we can't afford to, but we can afford to play you the much cheaper B-side. So here's Lulu singing, Do You Wanna Ride My Pony?
Well, you know you drive me crazy when we fool around at night. Because when you talk dirty, I think, did I hear that right? Before we met, there wasn't anything I hadn't tried, but your kinky request. Do you wanna ride my pony?
No, no.
Do you wanna bake my flan?
No, no.
Do you wanna sniff my tea towel?
No, no.
Do you wanna see my nan?
No, no.
Well, I wanna get it on, but I'm too confused, cause I can never figure out what it is you wanna do.
No, no.
What do you wanna do?
No, no.
Yeah, ride my pony.
Ride my pony.
Bake my flan.
Bake my flan.
Sniff my tea towel.
Sniff my tea towel.
See my nan.
See my nan.
Twist my monkey.
Rinse my bowl.
Rinse my bowl. Eat my sweet corn.
Eat my sweet corn.
Wax my mold.
Wax my mold.
I'm feeling so frustrated, I'm about to lose control. For goodness sake, just get it out and stick it in my... Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Now I'm feeling sad.
Oh my God. I cannot believe that record finished like that. But I can't believe it. That is incredible. Wow. I loved it.
I'm so glad. Maybe that can become one of your car songs now.
You're horrified.
What did you think? Did you think it was her to begin with, or did you just think that was?
Yeah. I really did, and I was sort of getting ready to comment on. I was really going to comment on what I thought about packaging that as a B-side with that lead single.
They're very similar.
I was like, honestly, I was sort of thinking, it doesn't really show her versatility, does it?
That is really brilliant. Yeah. I'm so pleased.
It was so good. God, that was good.
Well that done, was Michael's arrangement, that
Thank
one.
You.
That was genuinely brilliant.
Oh, there you go.
And I think most things are awful.
That is very happy-making. It's just impressions lessons. It's time, Romesh, for an impressions lesson. Are you ready?
Right. Sure.
Okay, tonight, Romesh, you are going to learn to do one of my favourite impressions of all time. Is Sonia from EastEnders. Now, the first thing you've got to do if you want to be Sonia, which I know you do, is get your Cockney accent going. So, first of all, just, all right, my name's Sonia.
All right, my name's Sonia.
Very good.
Thank you.
The next step is you've got to stick your chin forward, a bit like Bruce Forsyth, really exaggerate the underbite, and with your Cockney accent say, all right, my name's Sonia again.
All right, my name's Sonia.
Very good. Do you see how it already affected the way you speak? Very nice. So the next thing you do is, her voice is a little bit yawny. I like to call it cloudy. So it's not a nasal voice and it's not in the throat. It's quite breathy. So if you could say in your breathy voice, cool, I ain't half tired.
Cool, I ain't half tired.
This is very good.
Yeah, really good.
That goes very well. It's amazing. So the thing that really makes Sonia Sonia is her lispy S's, which I like to exaggerate with absolutely no mercy. Could you say...
Oh, I don't know why that tickled me as much.
Could you say... She sells seashells on the seashore.
She sells seashells. I sound really Brucey.
It's great.
She sells seashells on the seashore.
It's really Bruce Forsyth. This is amazing. It's back. Okay, so the icing on the cake is how Sonia pronounces her T. So they're not a sharp T, t like T, trumpet. She says, she, hers are more like T, T, T. So she would say trumpet.
Trumpet. Trumpet.
Yeah, so trumpet. Could you say, on Tuesdays, I like to toot me trumpet.
Hold on. Can I hear you do it again one more time, please?
So my thing's full, everything's forward, I've got my Cockney accent, my lispies, and on Tuesday, I like to toot on my trumpet.
On Tuesday, I like to toot on my trumpet.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's bad. No, perfect. That's...
Now you know how to
that's
do.
Very kind of you, but that was awful. Thank you, though.
It's time for our fantasy duet.
Now, as you'll know, since it's been all over the news, Romesh, since our first series, we've realised that we can't actually afford to use any existing pop songs. We can only use songs that are out of copyright. So today, if you could start to flick through this book of nursery rhymes for morons, and when I say stop, that's the song we will sing.
Okay.
All right. Stop! Right, what page are you on?
It's Old MacDonald.
Okay, that would be amazing. God. Right, you're going to be, you be classic. Old Ranganathan, and I, the farmer, and I'm going to be the celebrity animals. Oh. Are you ready, boys?
Yep.
Let's go.
Yes, Ranganathan farm business. Oh, you know how we do on this one. Next level two. Old Ranganathan had a farm. And on that farm he had a
pregnant
with a here and a
baby,
there, here a
girl,
there a everywhere a
ow.
Old Ranganathan had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yes mate, farm things. Huh? What do you say? Old Ranganathan had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on that farm he had a
Shakira.
With a here and a
breast,
there, here a there a everywhere a old Ranganathan had a farm. What did Ranganathan have? I think it was a farm. learn how to farm. And on that farm he had a
poultry.
With a
vagina,
here and a
vagina,
there, here
soy,
a there,
wax,
a everywhere a
vagina.
Old Ranganathan had a farm. Break it down for me, boys. I'm Ranganathan. I've got a farm. But on my farm, no animals get harmed, because I'm vegan.
Vegan.
And I love animals. If I was to eat them, I'd feel like a cannibal.
Cannibal.
I love sheep.
Sheep.
I love pigs.
Pigs.
I love dogs.
Dogs.
I love frogs.
Frogs.
Oh my gosh, you really don't know me though. This bit here, harder to ride than a rodeo.
Rodeo.
All right, old Ranganathan, it is time to swap parts.
Farm things, what you know?
No.
Thank
no.
you, Ramesh Ranganathan!
Yay! Yay!
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to Stars in Your Ears, featuring my wonderful farmhands, Jessington World of Adventures. On keys, it was Michael I've Got a Brand New Combine Harvester, Ralston. On drums, Jonathan Do the Funky Chicken, Kitching. On guitar and bass, it was Rob Little Red Rooster, Lamont. Our celebrity guest was the fantastic Ramesh Tigapony Ranganathan. Our sound engineer was Joe What Does the Fox Say Walker. Special thanks for added silliness to Robin Five Little Ducks Morgan. This podcast was produced by Amanda Dream of Sheep Redman. I've been Jess High Horse Lady Robinson. Until next time, my jingle dangles, love you!
You've had stars in your ears. Won't get stars in your ears. Ooh, stars in your ears. Stars in your ears.
Well, Ramesh was brilliant, wasn't he?
I'm definitely going to buy his new book, which is out right now.
Oh, you mean As Good As It Gets, Life Lessons from a Reluctant Adult. I hear it's brilliant.
Yes, and it's available wherever you buy your books from.
Smooth. There's a link in the episode notes, listeners.
Hey, look over there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I definitely want some candy floss.
I'm afraid that's a no from me.
Why?
Because you're not allowed food colourings. And I had all the Ritalin for brunch.
I want to fish for rubber duckies.
It's a weirdly specific thing to say.
Me too, Ducky. It's just a way of alerting the listeners to the fun fair in that field over there, where we'll inevitably be spending next week's hilarious episode.
Oh, clever! Well, come on then. The bike's a write-off, thanks to you, Michael. Who's giving me a piggyback first?
Oh, no.